Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, I am surprised you guys are so taken aback that I'm like, yeah, they're taking a quarterback. After all this, I mean, goodness gracious, this feels like you've been freed up. This whole setback deal that's been thrown in. Lyman, there's a question of accountability that's been brought up, whether or not the media was going after him or not going after him and things like that. Nick had brought up about whether or not there was accountability from the Browns yesterday. Said they took some accountability. Nick's still desiring a little bit more.
They gave you some accountability over the last 2 days. I still think it left me wanting, but it's so funny that the bar that has been set, we're so used to them saying nothing that when they give you just a little bit, you're like, well, accountability.
Or when they seem human for the first time, yeah, in a very long time, right? And yes, he's not just robotic. I mean, listen, we don't listen to Andrew Berry enough in general, so maybe we just need to, I don't know, but it's been 5 years. It's been long enough, even though he only speaks two or three times a year. I thought he did give a lot more than I was expecting today, and I appreciated that. I liked that he came out and said that he was embarrassed. I liked that it seemed like they have the right idea towards the future as well, but there's only so much you can do in a half-hour press conference.
Did you think that there was accountability? Nick did go a little bit further. Do you want to hear Nick a little bit further on this? All right, here's Nick even further about the accountability.
If I'm going to be the guy screaming about accountability, I have to give you at least a modicum, a single kudo to say, I thought this was embarrassing and I was part of the reason why this season went. But now it becomes, all right, you gave us that dollop of accountability. Now the other part of accountability is, what are the other moves? Oh. If we say that you've gone 3 of the last 4 seasons are losing seasons, this season was 3-14, you made the worst trade in NFL history, and literally, the only thing I can say is, well, two coaches that we're going to fire, and hey, we're going to bring in new quarterbacks. That's insulting.
Dollop of accountability.
Well, now, I guess my question is, the only accountability there is to give these guys is to fire them or re-examine the power structure. Well, if they were to take away power from Kevin Stefanski as a form of accountability, who would they give it to?
I don't know.
Give it to Andrew Berry. Then you're not holding Andrew Berry accountable.
Wouldn't this be, if Ken Dorsey's getting let go and Andy Dickerson's getting let go, who is accountable in making those decisions? Who made those decisions to bring those guys in?
Well, you heard yesterday Andrew Berry. It was one of the rare times in the history of Andrew Berry that he hasn't said they've been aligned on decisions. He was like, no, those are the responsibilities of the head coach, Kevin.
This is what got me thinking. Because you're not going to get – everybody believe – you are going to believe, unless somebody's let go, there's no actual accountability. I mean, that's the ultimate in accountability. You've been relieved of your duties. You're being held accountable for it. But, you know, I want to hear this. Because this is where it's going to make everybody in a tizzy. Yesterday, and this is towards the end, Jason Lloyd asked a decision on, okay, who brought in Ken Dorsey?
Going back to the offense and the changes that were made last year, is my understanding you reached out to Buffalo and got a pretty honest evaluation of Ken's strengths and weaknesses. Who was behind the decision to bring Ken here, and then why were you still comfortable bringing him on when you got a pretty blunt assessment from Buffalo of what didn't work there?
Number one, when it comes to the coaching staff, you know, that's Kevin's decision. It's Kevin's responsibility. Number two, like with anyone that we bring into the organization, we do a lot of diligence, as you reference. The offensive struggles, they were not just about Ken. Like, I think it would be unfair of us to suggest that because we didn't perform appropriately on offense that it would be pinned on him, because it's just not the case. You know, Ken was an excellent professional. He's a good coach. He's really strong in a number of areas, you know, particularly RPO game, the tempo world, the pass game, things like that. I think the circumstances this year across a variety of levels were not ideal for the offensive staff, just being quite blunt.
It leads me to more questions than answers, and it's what makes things murky and go, guys, just get rid of them all. This is what's going to lead people to do it, because I ask, okay, wow, Kevin was in charge of making this decision, because that's contrary to what you've told me, that he did not want to get rid of Alex Van Pelt.
He didn't. I thought it was very interesting.
So I wonder if you're going to take me to the same conclusion I'm thinking.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I question, at the end of last year, Kevin's looking at this team going, ain't going to work with this quarterback. Well, you ain't getting rid of the quarterback, so you better figure something out. All right, I got to find somebody who's worked with guys who can get out and scoot and move and do these things. Alex has to go. Let's bring in Ken Dorsey. Like, he didn't. So is Kevin, like, saddled with Deshaun Watson, and then had to bring in another coach, which sounds like a terrible excuse for Kevin Stefanski at the end, if that's not true.
But isn't it hilarious? Like, when you really think about it, we all knew Ken Dorsey had been fired. The last time we had even heard about Ken Dorsey at all.
The first thing people said when his name was mentioned.
Outside of seeing the video from him in the coach's booth, it was, he's been fired. Okay. Yes. And then Andrew Berry's like, well, we did the due diligence. We talked to the Bills about why they fired him. Then we felt comfortable with bringing him in. That was a Kevin decision. That was a Kevin decision that was not noticed. He does not say, oh, everybody in the building was in unison like they normally say. Oh, we were all in lockstep. We were all on the same page. He's like, no, that the Stafford decisions, those are all, you know, Kevin's decision. Like, oh, that's interesting. That's a rare time that they were not unified on a decision.
Usually they're thought partners. Now that this is Kevin's. Like, that's a great point that this is the first time we've actually had lot of clarity by one of them.
I've never heard them say anything like that. And then I think he realized, like, oh, I sounded like I threw Kevin under the bus there. Now I'm going to over-explain, hey, he's a good football coach. These are all good football coaches. It just didn't work out here.
Just having to fire a good football coach.
Yeah. So somebody else in the league can have a good football coach and not us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, read between the lines. He obviously just didn't think it was a good fit. Didn't work.
No.
Hey, and fine. They hit the exit. I was happy. By the way, I didn't want them coming back with Ken Dorsey. That would have been the worst of all the evils. But the accountability thing, I'd love to hear Nick. Maybe I'll just text him. I'd love to hear Nick say how he thought that Kevin, in this case, should have been held accountable. Do you think he should have taken a pay cut? Do you think he should have, outside of just firing him?
Well, I don't know how.
What would be the other way for any accountability to be taken?
If we're not going to fire, because I'm just too big of a sissy to say I want guys fired. You know me. Other than firing them, I don't know how much more accountability we're going to have. Again, they're being ridiculed in every corner of the city, every corner of the fan base.
One's happy about the Browns situation. They're losing. You know, people are turning in, at least publicly, they're turning in their season
tickets.
And
it's amazing is that every time they showed them on TV, the color analysts would spend, I mean, they took time aside in the games because they were usually 20-point blowouts. They had plenty of time to do it. You know, Kevin Stefanski's been saddled with this quarterback here. He's a great coach. If he were to be let go, I mean, how many times did they say, you know, if they let go of him, they'd be making a serious mistake here.
From Troy Aikman to Ross Tucker, who did the final game of the year.
But their own fan base is looking at them going, you guys are crazy. These guys are terrible. But you're saying in the same token, this is not just a situation where he's a good coach and if we let him go, you're making a mistake. You've also told me on air, on TV, that this is the worst trade that's ever been made. Well, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me that Kevin went down there on the plane and showed him the offense and Deshaun wanted to be a part of the offense? So who's responsible for what? This is as close to accountability as you... Sorry for getting
outside
that.
Outside of firing people.
This is as close to accountability as you're going to get outside of letting people go. Because we're saying two different things at once, and it's just blowing the fans' minds right now to where they just want to wash their hands of the whole damn thing. You can't tell me the man's a brilliant coach, and then at the beginning of this whole thing, Kevin flew down there and showed him the offense. Oh, that's why. He didn't take the 230 guaranteed? Okay. He wanted to be a part of the offense, even though we were the first team that we were told we're not going to make it when he met with the teams. 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday.
So he's not blown away
by
all that.
I've seen the light by this offense, have you? Because you had to fire the offensive coordinator you had before and bring in another offensive coordinator that don't work. Okay. All right.
Now, Ken.
Ken, can't be sitting there going, two-time coach of the year after all that. No.
We listened to those press conferences. We carried them live. There was one question. Unfortunately, we couldn't be at the press conference yesterday because we were wrapping up the show. There's one question that I think could have been asked that I wish I would have heard.